A man's body has been retrieved after it was found floating in waters off the Sunshine Coast on Monday afternoon. The skipper and crew of a vessel owned by Fishing Offshore Noosa made the discovery at Sunshine Reef around 2 p.m. The reef is a popular fishing and diving site about 10 kilometres from the Noosa Bar. The commercial fishing boat retrieved the man's body and brought it to the Noosa Coast Guard headquarters where police were waiting. Investigations are continuing. The Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service advises that the best protection against influenza for people aged 6 months and older is well-timed vaccination. That means getting the flu jab ASAP before winter arrives. AMA Vice President Dr. Chris Moy says protection against COVID and influenza is vital, especially this year when our flu immunity is low because it's been virtually non-existent due to COVID restrictions.
The interesting thing is it does appear that getting the flu shot and your COVID shot at the same time, and you're allowed to have them at the same time, actually may even be more beneficial than having them at slightly different times. So one of the concerns previously been the hassle that you couldn't have them at the same time. But if it's possible, you can actually through certain surgeries.
No Easter break for the Sunshine Coast-based RACQ Life Flight Rescue Chopper crew tasked to a number of incidents over the long weekend. On Friday, arvo, the chopper flew to Gympie to treat an injured teenager after he came off his motorbike while attempting a jump on a motocross track. He suffered head, shoulder and hip injuries and was flown to Skoo in a stable condition. On Saturday, it flew to another motorbike crash in the South Burnett region. A man aged in his 60s was treated for multiple traumatic injuries when his stationary bike was hit by another motorcyclist. And finally, on Monday afternoon, the chopper landed in a clearing beside a road in the Gympie region before assisting another injured motorcyclist. The man aged in his 40s was airlifted to the RBWH in a serious but stable condition. And a reminder that school zones are back in place as Sunshine Coast kids head back to the classroom. Education Minister Grace Grace saying the government is now working on flood-proofing schools which were hit hard during first term. That includes 1 mile State School in Gympie, which finally reopens today.
We do want to see a longer term flood mitigation and betterment strategy put in place, and we'll work with the Queensland Reconstruction Authority and on a package going forward.